welcome you this morning to Covenant United Methodist Church. We're happy to have each one of you here today.
Good morning.
Good morning!
It's like, hello!
No, it's okay.
Brian. Oh, there it is. Good morning. We welcome you this morning to Covenant United Methodist Church. We are happy to have each one of you here. Just want to draw your attention to the attendance pads at the end of each row. If you'll take a moment just to fill that out, letting us know that you're here today. And then any prayer requests, cards can go in the box in the back of the sanctuary or the offering plate as it goes around. Also want to draw your attention to the back of your bulletin. You'll see a list what's happening here at Covenant United Methodist. Just take a look at that when you have a moment and just let you know where you can plug in. And you probably saw our ministry fair going on outside in the lobby, and that'll also let you know where you can plug in here at Covenant. Will you pray with me this morning? Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day to gather together as a community, as our church family, Lord. And I just ask that you be with each one here today, Lord. Just let us feel your presence. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. And I just pray that we have open hearts just to hear your words from those speaking this morning and as we listen to your music. I ask all these things in your name. Amen. You'll probably notice that we're doing a little different. As you look through your bulletin, it's not our typical setup. This morning, I am going to read from John and from Hebrews. I believe those will be up on the, on the TV. So if you just want to follow along as I read. Jesus replied, "Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it is no longer will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." That's John 4, 21 through 24. And then the next one is Hebrews 12, 28 and 29. "Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. For our God is a devouring fire." Thank you.
Now, if you do not have, how many of you have a writing utensil with you? Pen, pencil, good. If you don't have one, steal one out of the little attendance pad things, but make sure you put it back. Okay? Oh, borrow. Borrow it out of there. After you sign your name, you're going to need it. Now, you're also going to need your bulletin this morning. So if you set that aside, everybody's going to need their bulletin. You notice that it's clear full of stuff this morning. And, you know, we want you to just be jam-packed full of what's going on. But what I want to ask you is this. Anybody, do you have any plans this afternoon? Yes? You do? Well, it wouldn't be like any typical Sunday. I mean, we all have plans, right? We all have things going on after we come to church on a Sunday. How about lunch plans? Everybody have lunch plans? Really? I bet more of you are going to eat than that, just two or three. You know, sometimes we come to church on a Sunday morning, and what is going through our mind has nothing to do with why we're here. Sometimes we come to church on a Sunday morning, and all we're thinking about is, what do I have to do this afternoon? Where am I going? Where am I going for lunch? What am I going to do after that, after I take my nap? What things are going on, and we sit around here. In fact, sometimes the white space that's in our bulletins becomes a place for lists. Anybody? Anybody? Come on. Any confession time? Really? Nobody makes lists in your bulletin. I'm proud of you very much. First service was not so well, didn't do so well. All right? But listen, so what we're talking about today is space. Not outer space, but space. Because sometimes our lives are so jam-packed with stuff, and our worship experiences are so jam-packed with stuff that we have no space for God. We show up on a Sunday morning and we're so excited to get to the next thing in our bulletin because we know at some point it's going to end. And we got to go do stuff. And then we got to do more stuff. And we've been here for an hour, but we've not really made any time or any space for God to show up, for God to be real in our lives. Now, maybe that doesn't happen for you, but I'm just going to tell you, as your pastor, there have been times it does for me. Sometimes our minds race so fast that we leave no room for contemplation or meditation or prayer or for the presence of God to be real. You know, Sherry read just a few moments ago, and if you really listened while she was reading from John chapter 4 and Hebrews chapter 12. And she said this about worship. She read this about worship, that when we worship God, we worship Him in spirit and in truth, with reverence and with awe. I wonder how long it's been since we have worshiped God and been awestruck by His presence. How long has it been since we have worshiped God in those ways? What does that mean to worship God in spirit and in truth and reverence and in awe? What does that look like? You ever thought about it? I mean, why do we bother to get out of a bed on a Sunday morning and show up here? You ever thought about that? Why do we do that? You know, what makes this different than any other place we gather during the week? What's different about a worship gathering than just, well, what's different about that than going to take a walk in the woods or going to play golf or sitting on our deck drinking our coffee and watching the birds? What's different about coming here on a Sunday morning? What do we need multi-million dollar buildings for? What do we expect to happen when we gather here on Sundays? You ever ask that question? What do we expect? So this morning, I want to ask you to do this. Grab your pen, grab your bulletin. There's a place in your bulletin that says a prayer of expectation. There's a space there. And what I want to ask you to do is we're going to take some time. We're going to create some space so that we can write a prayer of expectation. So take a few minutes to do that. Write your prayer of expectation for this morning. What do you expect to happen here? You know, several weeks ago, there were several of us sitting around and we were just talking about how sometimes we, even in our worship services, make so little room for God. How we are in such a hurry to get from a song to a prayer to a song to an offering that we forget about the presence of God being among us. We miss Him. And so what we talked about doing was intentionally spending several weeks creating space so that God could speak to us. So that we could know that God was present with us and know that we are present with Him. So over the next several weeks, we've got, in various ways, we're going to experiment a little bit. To see if we can find ways. No, in fact, we're going to see if we can make ways to allow God's presence to be known. We're glad to have you along for the ride. Glad to have you present together to find that space for God.
Let us stand and sing praise and adoration to the Father. Holy, holy, invite you to take your Bibles, if you have them, or if you have a smartphone, to look it up on your phone. At this time of space, we would like to look up and read from Psalm 100, Psalm 103, or Psalm 146. Definitely take your bulletins home with you so that you can read all of these when you get at home. So let's just take a moment to read, and if you don't have something that you're reading, to just meditate on praise and adoration of our God.
If you don't have a smartphone or you don't have your Bible with you, there are several up here that you're welcome to just come up and grab one and use that one.
Take a deep cleansing breath and let it out. Taking a deep breath and letting it out seems to calm the body and centers the mind. Take another one. Since I'm a singer and all about singing, the first thing taught in a voice lesson is how to breathe. And you might say, well, I know how to breathe. I breathe all day long. But somehow when somebody says take a deep breath, a breath especially for singing, that then your voice can ride along the top of the breath and not run out of air, that is a different way of thinking about it. Actually, the way that you involuntarily breathe all day long, just slow and low breathing. You can't sing without taking a deep breath and utilizing this deep breathing. The psalmist said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Singing, like the deep breathing, cleanses your body and your mind, but singing also cleanses your soul. It's good for you to sing, and singing praise to God is good for Him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Now let's apply this to our praise and worship time during the service. By the way, I'd just like to point out that our corporate church service is not called a scripture service, a prayer service, a giving service, or a preaching service. It's called a worship service. Is this what we experience on a typical Sunday? We come in and we sit down and we think, how do these songs make us feel? Make us feel. Do we have a concert mentality where we're sitting watching a show? Watching the performers up here do what maybe we ought to be participating in? This is not what worship's about. What if our typical Sunday experience were to be something like, how do the songs that we sing make God feel? If we had a praise and adoration mentality, are we concentrating on praising God, on being a blessing to Him, rather than receiving a blessing for ourselves? This is what worship is about. Let us stand together and praise our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
You may be seated.
As you're being seated, I want you guys to take a moment and in your mind's eye, you guys know the life game, and I don't even know if it's on the board, but for some reason on this board, like, there's a little plastic white church, and there's like buildings and stuff around, and in my mind's eye, like, that's my picture. There's no reason for it, none at all. Like, that's my picture. If I had to ask you, imagine what it looks like, I'd tell you what I'm thinking. So there's no right or wrong answer. But I'm going to ask for a little bit of crowd participation. What do you imagine, or what comes to your mind when you think of the word community? Don't be shy, just shout it out. Yeah?
I imagine the Ark and the Trailer Park.
Okay, you imagine the Ark and the Trailer Park. What else?
Gathering people.
Gathering people, yep. What else?
Neighbors, friends.
What other things does the word community bring to mind? Well, we need some answers. Some answers over in this area. Common purpose. That's a good one, Jan. Thank you. I should have brought candy to throw out to people who are in. I might get a lot more answers out of y'all, wouldn't I? A Starbucks gift card, something like that. Take a moment, look around. Look around. This is community. Some of you guys are young. Some of us are not so young as we used to be. Some of us have hair, some of us don't. Some of us are ridiculously good-looking like myself. And then there's others that are not looking as good as I am. Some of us go to work and we wear a white shirt and a tie. Some of us go to work and we put on our blue dickies and we're behind the mower. But this is community. We come from all different walks, yet we come together as one voice, as one body. And I also told the story first service. One of the first churches I was at, I also did music for that. I never know to move my hands. That's why you hold that Bible there. One of the first churches I was at, I led music in that as well. And I led for a couple months. And then one Sunday I got up there, I'm going to do things a little bit differently. And, you know, what's the one thing that a worship leader gets up? What's the first thing they always say? Oh, besides, good morning, yes, you're right. That is the first thing. That's always like, good morning. The next thing they say is, we can stand up and sing songs, right? Or some variation of that. Well, this Sunday, I'm a casual guy. I'm an easygoing guy. So I was like, this morning, you feel like standing and singing with me? Stand and sing. If you feel like sitting, just sit. You know, if you feel like sitting and singing, fine. If you feel like sitting or anything else, but hey, you know, this is kind of cool. You know, this is kind of casual. I'm a casual guy. as a body, we move together. We sing together. We read scripture together. We experience what the Holy Spirit has to say for us in that moment together. And that is part of the community, that we move together. You know, another interesting thing, before service this morning, we were having an interesting discussion about scripture and about the Bible. That's another thing that we do together as a community. We read scripture. We interpret scripture together. We sharpen each other. We keep each other centered. Right? Some of you guys might read scripture on this side. Some of you guys might read on this side. But be centered. We hold each other accountable. These are things that we do as a community. In the New Testament church, the church community gathered together and they sold all their possessions to give it to other people who were in need. The Bible describes us as the body of Christ and goes on to say, you know, some of us are different parts of the body. Some of you guys are hands, some of you guys are feet. I'd be remiss if I didn't throw in the joke, some of you guys are armpits. But even armpits have a purpose, right? We all come together to form the body. As individual parts, we don't do near as much good as we do together. That's community. We support each other. We pray for each other. We hold each other accountable. You know, another thing that we do is we gather up tithes and offerings on Sunday so that we can go out and do work. So we can keep the lights on. So we have this nice facility for people to come and meet. So that we can pay salaries. So that we can have a cool community garden out there. So that we can have an art down there. So that we can do ministry. We gather together and we bring our tithes and offerings together so that we can go out and as a community, reach our community. This time I'd like to ask the ushers to come on down.
Thank you. you guys stand with us and sing, please? Precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. You are faithful to the end. We are waiting on you, Jesus. We believe your love to us. A precious cornerstone, sure foundation. You are faithful to the end.
We are waiting on you, Jesus. We believe your all for us. So let the glory of your name be the passion of the church. Let the righteousness and God be ahead in advance. Let the same of us be the measure of our lives. We believe your all to us. Only the Son of God sent from heaven,
hope and mercy at the cross. You are everything, you're a promise. Jesus, you are all to us. So let the glory of your name hear the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving of Christ be the measure of our lives. We believe your all to us. Let the glory of your name hear the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving of Christ be the measure of our life.
We believe you're all to us.
You're all to us. You're all to us. You're all to us.
Where's blessing? World is over. See you face to face, and forever we will worship Jesus, you are all to us. Jesus, you are all to us.
Let the glory of your name be the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving love of Christ be the measure of our lives. We believe you're all to us. If you look at the screen,
I'd like you guys to take a few moments and just reflect on the verses that are up there. So take this time and do that. If you guys could join me in the following readings. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty Maker, heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the one holy Catholic Christ Church. We acknowledge one baptism and the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. This time I'd like to invite Elaine up. She has a few words to share with us. Shall I tell him to heckle you?
Yes, sure.
Okay, everybody make sure you heckle her. Give her a hard time.
Thank you, Matt.
You're quite welcome.
Good morning. My name is Elaine Rice. I have been a member of Covenant Church for about a year. I moved from Chicago to Kentucky about a year and a half ago. This move represented a major change for me. I retired from a fairly satisfying job. I moved away from a place I had been part of for 23 years. I left job, friends, and church to be closer to children and grandchildren. I've done some moving around in my life, and one thing I know I lose when I move is my story. Whoever I have known, who has always known me, is left behind. Whoever I meet in my new place doesn't know me, and I don't know them. For some, I suppose this might be an advantage. For me, it is a loss. Along the way, during previous moves, I began to understand what it means to be a part of the body of Christ, and that it is not just a figure of speech. I saw God at work in my life and in others' lives by how the Holy Spirit coordinates everything to work together. I just love that. It is evidence to what I believe, that God created us as believers to be together. I believe I work out my faith in Jesus Christ, in his body. I came to Covenant the first time because it was close to home. I wanted to join my abilities and desires in a local body. It was not a hard decision to stay. I felt at home in the company of others who give themselves lavishly to Jesus. I wanted to stick around and see God at work here. I decided to say yes whenever I could to fill the loss I already mentioned. I would tell my story as I was able and to listen to the stories of others, to connect, to stave off loneliness, to learn how God works in your lives. And if you're a friend of Jesus, we will be friends eternally. It's countercultural, you know, to live this way. That suits me fine. The culture applauds independence, individuality, self-sufficiency, and being complete in yourself. I am dependent, need others, and am sufficient and complete only in Christ. Being part of the body is a blessing, and I want as much of it as I can get.
Would you stand and join us?
Strength when I am weak, you are the treasure that I seek, you are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, not to give up, I'd be a fool, you are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb.
my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
So where do we go from here? I mean, what do we do after today, after this morning? We've been here. We have come saying that we have come to worship. We have gathered together as community. We've come from all over the place, all over different situations, all individuals coming together to be as Matt just talked about the body of Christ, as Elaine just talked about the body of Christ, the people of God. So what do we do tomorrow? In fact, what do we do this afternoon? Where do we go from this? That's rhetorical. Where do we go from here? And here's Robert Weber. Robert Weber was a worship guru guy. He died a couple years ago, but man, he wrote books on end about worship. He wrote a book called Worship is a Verb. Worship is a verb. It's an action. It's something that we do. We come here to gather together to worship. But listen, it doesn't stop here. Listen, this is what he says. Because God is the subject who acts upon me in worship, my participation is not reduced to verbal responses or to singing, but it is living in the pattern of the one who is revealed in worship. Worship is a verb. Worship is what we do. In fact, let me read the passages up here on the screen. Romans chapter 12. Let me just read these verses because I think they speak to what happens when we leave here today. And so, dear brothers, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that He will accept. When you think of what He has done for you, is this too much to ask? Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by the changing of the way you think. Then you will know what God wants you to do, and you will know how good and how pleasing and how perfect His will really is. What we do from today forward to this afternoon or tomorrow or whatever day it is we worship in everything we do. in everything we say. Whether it's going to the grocery store, whether it's going to a restaurant, whether it's going to hang out with friends, whatever it is, we go and we worship God. We humble ourselves. We surrender ourselves to allow God to gush out of us with the power and presence of His Holy Spirit, that the fruit of the Spirit might come forth. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, all those things, and affect the lives of others. That's worship. And we go from this place today to worship Him. See, it's not just coming here. It's going there. It's going into our world. Today's an interesting day. We'd actually put this ministry fair thing that's going on out in the lobby. We've had that on the calendar for a while. And when we decided to do this series on space, I didn't even think about, you know, that we're called to be people of mission. We come together as community to mobilize for mission, right? To mobilize for God's kingdom work. And it just so happened that the ministry fair came on the same day I get to talk about that. Some people say, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to plug in. I don't know how to be part of what God's doing here. Oh, well, that's great, because now you can know. Because you can walk out in that lobby after service today and figure out how you can worship God beyond these walls. We can all do that. And I hope that you will. I hope you take some time to see where God might want you to be. That's the whole point of that God use me prayer that many of you have been praying and hearing God speak to you and allowing God to use you, which has really been cool. Thank you for doing that. Continue to do that. But that's why we do it, because worship doesn't stop at 12 o'clock. Worship doesn't stop at whenever this guy keeps yapping either. Worship just goes. Worship goes to this afternoon and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And then we come back next Sunday and we get to be together as community again and encourage one another and love on each other and share life with each other. And then we get to go out again and worship some more. Worship is a verb. It's being a living sacrifice for Jesus' sake. Now, in your bulletin, there's another place for you to write. It's on the right side of your bulletin on the inside that says, it says reflection. So here's what I want you to do in that little piece. We're going to sing. Well, let's sing first, and then I'll come back and give you the instructions what we'll do.
Let's stand together. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
You can be seated. And we want to give you the space. We want to give you the space to reflect on that scripture from Romans chapter 12. What does it mean? What will it look like for you? For you. When you leave today to worship Him. What does it look like for worship to happen in your life? So, take a few minutes. Write some things down. What is worship going to look like for you this week?
This week, let us take time to be holy. Let us stand and sing together. Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends and thy conduct, his likeness shall see. Take time to be holy. Let him be thy guide. And run not before him, whatever betide. In joy or in sorrow, still follow the Lord. And looking to Jesus, still trust in his word.
Worship. Take time to be holy. Find space for God to be real in our lives this week. Worship him. Trust him. Love him. In the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.